Welcome to our discussion of Parashat Chukat, a Kohen in a museum. Our Parsha discusses the fact that if a person is in a tent with the dead, they're in the same room, same building in which doors are open, itma shivat yamim, anyone who comes in the tent, anything that's in the tent is impure for 7 days. Then they would take the ashes of the red heifer, the red cow, they would slaughter on the Mount of Olives, sprinkle the blood across toward the temple, burn the cow, take the ashes, put it in water with some other ingredients, and then that water was sprinkled and on the person on the third day and the seventh day would become pure. Now, nowadays, none of us can use the red heifer. There is no red heifer available for us. We don't do that. A regular Israelite is not usually concerned about whether he's pure or impure, but a Kohen has a mitzvah. A Kohen cannot defile himself with impurity. So therefore, they don't go to funerals. They don't stay around dead bodies, except for the seven closest relatives, father, mother, sister, brother, God forbid, son, daughter, and spouse. They can go to those funerals. Otherwise, they do not. The question is, what about being in the same tent as a Gentile? Are the rules the same for the Gentile dead and for the Jewish dead? Of course, human life is significant in all ways. But the laws of impurity, do they apply to the Gentile dead as well as to the Jewish dead? So the Rambam says, Ein aku mitame ba'oel. A Gentile does not cause impurity. If it is a non-Jewish person who passed away in a room, then if the Kohen, the priest, is in that room, he is not defiled by his presence there. So, as to our question, can a Kohen walk into a museum in which there are skeletons hanging, in which there are human skeletons, or which there are sarcophaguses of the dead, perhaps there are mummies there, can a Kohen enter that place? So the Rambam says, what do you mean? A Gentile does not defile himself. Why? Because it says, in a few weeks we'll read in Parshat, Matot mentions the war against Midian, and it mentions that kol nogea b'chalal, anyone who touches the dead in that war needs to be purified. But those who did not touch the dead, rather they were simply in the same room as the dead, they do not require ritual purification. And he says that davarze kabbalahu, it's a tradition, and it's based on that verse that there in Matot. The Rambam, similarly in a tshuva, someone asked him a question, said, well, you know, after all, isn't there a Mishnah in Ohalos that says the places where the Gentiles live, they're impure? He says, that's a rabbinic law. He's not talking about this, and never mind. So that's the Rambam's view, both in the two places in the Yad HaChazaka, Hilchos Tumos Hameis, Perek Aleph, Lach Yigimel, and also in the laws of Avelus, in the Hilchos Avel. Also in chapter 3, the Rambam states this position of the Gentiles do not cause defilement. Can a Kohen go into a museum? According to the Rambam, yes. Comes the Rush, Rabbeinu Asher, lived in France, Germany, and then moved to Spain. And he writes in a tshuva that his Rebbe, the Maram of Rothenburg, I am mocha b'kohanim. He used to object to kohanim, not to walk on Gentile graves. What is a kohen doing in a beis hakfaros, in a cemetery? Kohen is no place in a cemetery. And the Rush presents it as if some people say yes, some people say not. Who are the people who say that there is a problem of a kohen going to a cemetery and making himself like a tent, hovering over the grave? When you walk on a grave, then you're hovering over it, you create a sense of a tent. That's the Tosfot in Yevamot. Tosfot in Yevamot, Da Samach Aleph Amud Aleph. Tosfot there say that you've got to be careful. Omari halacha k'Reb Shimon, ain halacha k'Reb Shimon. We don't follow Reb Shimon. It's true, it says over here in Yevamot Samach Aleph 61a, that Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, great rabbi, says, Kivrei Ov Tuchavim Ein Mitamim Bo'el, that the grave of a Gentile is not create a tent such that when you walk on it, it's considered to be that you're making a tent over it. And he brings various proofs. He says, we don't hold that way. Rather, we hold like Rav Shimon Gamliel. And that's that Mishnah Nolos that they had asked the Rambam. There it seems to say that there is a problem of being in a place where Gentiles may have buried various aborted fetuses or other types of Gentile dead. So we follow Rav Shimon Gamliel. And whenever Rav Shimon Gamliel appears in our Mishnah, Halacha Kamoso, Chus Mi'arav Etzidan, Raya Chona, except for three exceptions, we always follow Rav Shimon Gamliel whenever he's in our Mishnah. So, says the Tosfot, we should surely be careful about that. And therefore, he gives an admonishment as Maram of Rothenburg did. And he says as follows, he says, Tzrichim HaKohen Lizar Mikivreus HaKovim. A Kohen should be careful to avoid the graves of a Gentile. According to the Tosfot, according to the Maram of Rothenburg, the Rebbe of the Rosh, if can a Jew go into a museum in which there is, let's say, a mummy? The answer would be no. Now, there may be a technical solution. If the mummy or if the bones are under a case, and between the bones and the top of the case, there is one tefach, there's a hand breath, then the impurity is sealed off, and it's not a problem. But if it's an open skeleton, they want to display the human skeleton for educational purposes, that would be a problem to be in the same room, same building, the same museum as that those bones. Now, Hagolus Maimonios, the footnotes on the Rambam in the Laws of Bavel, there, students of Maram of Rothenburg, they quote the Urayim. The Urayim was Rabbi Elazar Metz, and Rabbi Elazar Metz, also an early German Ashkenazic rabbi, like Maram of Rothenburg, he says that not only do we follow the position that a Kohen is, can defile himself, can come in contact with the tent of a Gentile, but even the touching of the Gentile bones is not a problem. He takes the extreme view that impure laws of purity and impurity are a Jewish thing. And if it comes to a Gentile, it doesn't pertain. What about the war against Midian? The Gemara there in Yevamos mentions various answers. Perhaps it's referring to Jewish people who were on the enemy side. Perhaps it was referring to Jews who died. It's not referring to the Gentiles at all. So this is the extreme position. That impurity does not apply to Gentiles whatsoever. It's because the Jews claim a certain holiness, therefore defilement takes place with the death, with the Gentile. Although life of every human being is infinitely valuable, so we know Tzel Mokim Asas Adam that God made every individual in the image of God, but the idea of impurity is an unusual ritualistic notion reserved for the Jewish people. That's the position of the Urayim. According to the Urayim, can a person go to a funeral, let's say a funeral of a Gentile, if it's a Kohen, or be in a museum? The answer would be absolutely. But he does say, the Hagos Maimonios himself says, Hamachmir Tavalav Bracha, Hamekil Lo Hifsid. I believe the Urayim himself, I think, says that, want to be strict about it, may a blessing come to you, and as someone who's, however, someone who's lenient, it's not such a big deal. So what's the bottom line? Well, you have the Tur. Tur was the prototype for the Code of Jewish Law, and there, he writes, well, that the Rambam says it's okay for to come in contact with Gentile dead in terms of a tent, it would being the same tent, and the Rush, his father, the father of the Tur, mentions that the Maram, his Rebbe, said it was forbidden. Hamachmir tavalav bracha. And he says, may one who's strict about it, may a blessing come to him. The Beis Yosef mentions that after Eliyahu Anavi in the Gemara Bava Metzia, Kuf Yudal Mabez 114b, Eliyahu Anavi himself was found in the graveyard, and they say that Eliyahu Anavi was a Kohen, that he's really Pinchas, and the Amora Rabbah asked him, he says, what are you doing here? You're a Kohen. So he said, what do you mean? Don't you know Rav Shimon Bar Yochai? So even Eliyahu Anavi holds, like the Gemara in Yevamos, that Gentiles do not create a tent sort of impurity. Some want to take that further, that perhaps he was denying any sort of concept of contact with the dead with the Gentile in general, like the position of the Urayim. But in any event, the bottom line is that the Code of Jewish Law, the Mechaber, says that it's nachon lizar, it's proper to be careful. The Ramah mentions Yesh Mekilin. He does mention that some people say it's okay to come in contact, to be in the tent with Gentile dead. But even the Ramah says it's proper to be strict. Chaber, Rabbi Yosef Karo, Nochon Lizar, it's good to be careful. And the Ramah, it's good to be strict. But in any event, there's some room for leniency. If you have to be in a museum, that's your profession, or a very important research you need to do, or you're in a bind, you're in a jam. So then you can be lenient about the Gentile dead. If you have to go into a hospital, visit someone, could be that there are some who are they're non-Jewish people who may have passed away in that, in the hospital, of course, is very possible. There is the idea, well, most of the people in the hospital in America, mostly were non-Jews, could be that we follow the more lenient position. So if you have to go there, big mitzvah of Bikur Cholim, very important to go visit the relative, let's say a Kohen is a relative who's sick, very big mitzvah. On those occasions, you could be lenient. Most of the people in the building, they pass away, they're probably non-Jews. And we might follow the position of the Rambam. And therefore, you could be lenient. But in general, be good to be strict. There is one last source. Should mention, there's a source in the days of the Vilna Gaon, or the Beshav HaKohen, the Chuvos of this particular rabbi, Rabbi Rafael Ziskin, and he says, what about the Jerusalem Talmud? Jerusalem Talmud claims that one time they had to make a leap here in the days of Chizkiah. Why? Because they found the grave of Arvana Hayavusi, the Jebusite grave was found under the Mizbeach. Some archaeologists think that there could be a place of burial under the Temple Mount. Also, there could be a grave perhaps of Arvana Hayavusi. That Jebusite, nice man from whom David bought the Temple Mount for the Jewish people forevermore. So why did Chizkiah move the holidays? Just because a Gentile was buried under a place? Apparently he took the position that the Gentile does, coming in contact with the Gentile, making a tent over a Gentile does incur impurity and therefore is a problem. So therefore, Shav HaKohen, this Rabbi Ziskin, thought it was important to be strict because although the Rambam is lenient, Tosfot and perhaps Yushalmi are very strict as well. So, can the Kohen enter a museum? And the answer is, depends on the museum, depends on the display case, and it depends whom you follow. But if there is a problem, it's possible to be strict. That would be a good idea, and may a blessing come to you. Thank you for joining us here at the Anshei Sfarad Beth Lemeth congregation for our discussion of this practical matter. Join us each week for the discussion of the Parsha and the various holidays. And thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. Thank you.